Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Sometime back, we came up with an idea called catharsis. This is where we have someone come on that needs to get something off their chest. Up until now, we haven't followed through with it because we didn't have the right inspiration. Well, we certainly do now. Allow me to give you some context. Greg and John were due in to record an episode, and John was running quite late. He finally arrived, so we sat down for a quick sound check. You should also know that once in a while, John is prone to delivering a world-class rant. This is one of those occasions, and that's what produced this little piece of audio gold and our first installment of Catharsis. Hope you enjoy. This is Gravity Beard.
Check. 1, 2.
Put the mic. Just bend the actual mic itself a little closer to your face. No, not your. Okay, it was fine before. I just wanted.
Gets upset when
I don't.
I
don't get
he
upset.
He gets upset with me with that too.
I don't get upset. I just
quit getting so upset.
Well, you're not saying anything, so I don't know if it's a good position.
It's
or not.
Fine.
Whoa. Okay, so John's not. What was the phrase you used right before you put on your microphone? It was off mic.
What was the phrase I used?
It was a very common one. It was go something myself.
Go wash your hands.
No, that didn't fill the blank that
not,
I just.
No, that was no blank.
That wasn't the blank that I just provided.
And that wasn't yourself either.
Yeah, go wash your hands. So that was a terrible guess based on the context I just gave you. Oh man, have you lost it,
dude?
Have,
I'm no. I'm just trying to calm down.
No, have you lost your mind?
So, John just arrived. He arrived 20 minutes late, but he does have a reason.
Yeah, we're mad at John.
We're super mad at John.
So, I left my house at 8:15 to get here at 9 o'clock, and I got here at 9:15 because Dallas is a shithole of traffic hell. And in that commute, that 1 hour that I spent on the highways, I've lived here all my life, and I love this city, but the people are f***ing ridiculously stupid. I had two people swerve into my lane next to my car because they were on their f***ing phones. So here's my thing about phones and cars and people. Get off your goddamn phone. You're not that important. You're not that clever. You're not... no one cares. You have an obligation to drive, to go straight. And you're on your f***ing phone because you're a narcissistic shithead.
It's Shathid, actually. You mispronounced that last word.
It just pisses me off so bad. I saw three wrecks. I was involved in three wrecks to go 9 miles.
That's it?
You know why?
Because people were on their phones?
Because they were on their f***ing phones!
Hey, in hearing you explain your experience...
Sally looks really good in her pumps today. I got a text all about this. You slag, stop doing that. No one cares. You're not that important. Honey, little Johnny went poo-poo in the potty. No one f***ing cares. Drive. Ooh, the client needs to talk to us at 1. Great. Who cares? You're not that important.
Hey, if you're saying that to me, I totally disagree. I think I'm very...
Except you two.
Thanks,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, we're the exception.
Thanks so much, buddy. And that's a high five, folks.
Oh, my God. Hey, I'm so angry. I'm angry as it is.
That's
I mean,
true.
I'm just living on the bare edge.
Yeah,
of,
you
of,
don't like society that
of
much.
Rage. No, not
neither
at
do
all.
I. I'm with you. God. I'm with you on that. So,
just, I like people. I like a person.
Chris and I don't really like people very much.
I like a
person. We like some people.
But people are just sh**.
Yes.
We have a short list of people that we don't hate.
Right.
And I hate them all.
It's kind of like the percentage of Seinfeld women that Seinfeld thinks are good looking, right?
What was that number?
Nice tie-in.
What was that number?
I think he said 10% of the population.
That's probably about right.
Yeah.
Hey, John, in explaining your experience and what it is that you're upset about, I didn't get the common theme. Did it have something to do with phones?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The downfall of the Western world.
I agree with you on that.
Portable phones.
You think, it's the downfall?
It hurts I think it really hurts your family life, too. I do it all the time.
That's true.
I am on it all the time with my family, and I catch myself, I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
My wife and I laid in bed last night
And didn't talk to each other? You're
she
both
was
on devices?
Playing Candy Crush, which...
Was she crushing it?
I think there should be a 12-step for. And I was reading this.
Yeah.
Prep material.
Thanks, pal.
And I was thinking...
Hear that, listener? John cares about the podcast.
I was thinking, we could be conversing about life, raising our children appropriately, and not being assholes on their phones.
You could be creating another child.
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
You could be attempting to create another child.
I had the doctor take care of that.
That's you. You could. That's you, Tove.
Yeah, but only Ivan has cares about that. That's where I get a lot of judgment from
right.
Ivan.
There will be no more children for me.
That's one thing he just hates about you.
Right. I feel like Ivan's fairly fond of me until I bring up my children.
Yeah. He can't stand that you're procreating more.
Well, not anymore.
Well,
not anymore.
We don't know.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
See, I did the whole not anymore. That's why I went to the doctor and had snipped and got it snipped. Well, because I can literally say no more.
Sometimes it doesn't work. Probably.
Well,
if she wants another one, we got to call in the lefty from the bullpen.
Why does he have to be a lefty? That's very specific.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. She likes lefties.
You do this.
She likes lefties.
Whoa. You just patted your left arm and then pointed to your penis. Oh, and now you're rubbing your stomach. I don't even know where. I don't know where
good.
That is. That's the call from
the lefty for the bullpen.
Right.
Wow.
He doesn't need to pick up the phone and call the bullpen.
Arm, penis, stomach. Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, okay.
Too bad this isn't like a video podcast because people would have enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it for sure.
I loved it.
Well, you'll be glad to know that our first installment of Catharsis was a tremendous success. John felt much better after his rant. And I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as Greg and I enjoyed witnessing it in person. I also feel compelled to issue this standard disclosure. The views expressed in this episode are not necessarily shared by Gravity Beard or anyone else associated with the show. Please see the episode notes for music credits and other information about the show. Until next time, this is Gravity Beard. It's what your ears will want to be listening to.
You've been listening to a podcast of the Podfix Network. Discover more audible gems like this at podfixnetwork.com. Make sure to catch up-to-the-minute network shenanigans by following @Podfix on Twitter, @official_Podfix on Instagram, @Podfix Network on Facebook. And make sure to subscribe to Podfix Presents wherever you choose to find podcasts. The Podfix Network, artist owned and loved.